Hey, it's Fabricio Cruz here, living the coffee shop millionaire lifestyle. So happy to have you here today for another awesome video. Now, in this video, we're going to be talking about video marketing. And I've made huge money with video marketing, both as an affiliate and as a product owner. And you can use the strategies and the techniques that I'm about to share with you, regardless of what you're promoting, regardless of what side of the product you're on, whether you're the affiliate side or the merchant side. You know, video marketing is huge and it's only going to be getting bigger. So let's go ahead and jump right on in and get started. Let's talk about video marketing, how to get free viral traffic 24/7. Now let's talk about YouTube, because YouTube is the video site that most people know about. It's the one that everybody's familiar with. It's the biggest one, and it is a booming trend, massively booming since 2007, and is still growing. And there are hundreds of millions of videos that are being watched every single day. There's hundreds of thousands of videos that are being uploaded every single day. And did you know that every minute, at least 10 hours of videos are being uploaded? Now, why is video marketing the right way to go? There's several different ways, but first off, the source of traffic, it's free. You don't have to pay for it. You know, video, they have extreme high ranking, and they're great for one-way backlinks for SEO and PageRank. You don't have to send links back to YouTube in order to get links from YouTube. And did you know that Google paid $1.6 billion, that's a billion with a B, to buy YouTube back in 2007? So if that tells you, if that doesn't tell you anything, then I don't know what will. So let's go ahead and jump right on in how video marketing works, how to make this work for you, and how to make some money. Well, there's certain steps you want to follow here, and I'll briefly go over them. But first, you want to brainstorm keywords. You want to see what are the keywords that you want to target, so that you can definitely target your video around that keyword and around the product or service that you're offering. Then you want to check the competition. You know, you want to make sure you're not targeting keywords and markets that are extremely hyper-competitive, to where, you know, your efforts aren't going to pay off. Third, pretty self-explanatory, you want to create the video, then you want to upload the video, and then you want to benefit also not only from the direct traffic from the video sites, but the backlinks that these websites are going to offer you. So let's go ahead and kind of break this down here. Now first, we want to brainstorm. We want to brainstorm a list of about 10 keywords or more, and then just use the keyword ideas, get keyword ideas using the Google keyword tool. Now we've got a video that shows you a lot more detail about this, so I don't want to go into the entire steps on how to do this. This is simply an overview of the video marketing process. So to get more keywords and to get a more of an overview on keywords, watch the keyword video that's going to walk you step by step. But just know you can go to Google Keyword Tool. To get here, you just want to go to google.com, and then you want to type Google Keyword Tool, and it's usually the first result or so that you'll see. They're always changing the URL to it, so that's the quickest way to get there. Okay, so now you want to check the competition. You want to Google search keywords with quotes. And if you recall from doing our keyword research in the keyword research video, you put the keyword within quotes, just like the example here, XYZ. And then you want to target keywords below 30,000 real competition. And here's an example. Let's say that we're going to target the phrase how to naturally cure acne. Then you'll put that in quotes, and you'll see in this example there's only 13,100 websites competing for that. So again, you want to stay under 30,000 in real competition, because with this strategy it's going to be easy to rank here in the top few sites with this exact strategy that I'm sharing with you right now. So let's go ahead and jump right on in on creating your own video. Of course, you have to decide on what type of video you want to create. And is it going to be a PowerPoint presentation? Is it going to have image thumbnails, screen capture? Is it going to be in-person recording? Is it going to be you making this recording yourself? And then you want to come up with a title for your video. And you want to make sure that your title includes your keywords. You know, for example, if I'm going to market an acne product and I want to teach people how to cure acne, well, what about a headline that says how to cure acne naturally in 3 days? This is a great, great title. It includes my actual keyword, it's got a number, and it's a keyword that works perfectly if you are in this niche. Alright, now what you want to do is write a script for about 30 to 90 seconds for the video. Now, to guide you with your own actual recording, you are going to actually be using this, and you're going to actually stay more focused. And you want to focus on creating value. And then you want to get them to click through to find out more about what you can do for them. So that's basically what you're going to do in the 30 to 90 seconds is, you're going to use that to help guide you through your recording, and then you're going to focus on creating value. You want to teach them something that they didn't know before, or something of value that might take them a little bit of time to find out for themselves, so that at the end of it, they can feel like, what more can I get from this? And then at the very end, you have to have some kind of a call to action. And keep in mind, it doesn't have to be perfect. There's nobody saying here that you only get three chances, and if you make, three strikes, you're out. Do it as many times as you want. And the more videos you do, the better you're going to get at it. I'm telling you, the first few videos that I ever did, I'm telling you probably watch them now and laugh at them. I'll tell you, I laugh at some of my old videos just for fun. So, and maybe you will too someday. So just get out there, start doing them. The more you do it, the better you're going to get. Now, a call to action. Now, this is one of the most important parts because this is where we're going to get people to take action. And I like to use the baiting technique. Here's an example. For a free 27-page ebook on how to lose 9 pounds in 11 days, go to the website right now. This is only available to the first 100 people on a first-come, first-served basis. And this works really, really well because if you deliver them value in that short 60, 30, 60, 90-second script that you put up or that you created, then it's going to be a no-brainer. People are going to want to get some more great information from you, and they're going to enjoy it and maybe even tell a friend, and it becomes very, very viral. Next is the continuity technique, and basically that means to see part two of this video, go to xyz.com. That means that they're watching part one, and they might not necessarily know that they're watching part one at the time. Now let's talk about video recording devices. Now let's talk about the camcorder. Any modern handheld camera will do. The Flip Mino HD are good and they're very convenient. But you want to use an HD camera if at all possible. Now a phone camera, that's going to be okay, and it doesn't really quite matter. But basically what matters is the information that you're putting out there. So you can even use a webcam. But I highly, highly recommend using an HD camera if possible, only because eventually you're going to get to that point where, yeah, your information's great, but you want to make that impression that you're really, really on top of things. You're very professional, and that you're on top of your game. And at least that's the impression that I get when watching videos. But keep in mind, if you don't have any money, just use what you already have. You probably already have a phone camera. You probably already have a webcam. Just get something up there. And don't worry about getting it perfect, like I said. You're gonna have plenty of opportunities to make it perfect. Now let's go into video capture and editing software. Probably the best one that I know of that I like to use is Camtasia Studio. And you see the website right there. I believe they're still having a free trial for 30 days, or maybe it's like a $1.95 trial, and then it's a 30-day trial period, and then they'll bill you again. Check it out. Get used to it. You don't have to pay, I want to say it's $200 or so to buy. You don't have to pay that right away to use the full un, you know, the unfeatured version or whatnot. Just go ahead and get your account set up. Next one is Jing. Now this one's free. It has a few restrictions, but it's by the same people of Camtasia Studio. But the cool thing is you can upload these videos right onto the internet, and it's really, really cool. So check them out. Jing is absolutely free. I know they've got some paid options that are very well worth it. But again, we're trying to keep this as low cost for you as somebody who's just starting out with learning these strategies, so that once you get better at it, then you'll know what you need to do in order to upgrade, in order to, get a nicer camera, in order to get a full version of Camtasia Studio or Jing. Now, there's another version that's absolutely free. It's open source. I don't think it works with a Mac. I do believe it works on Windows, but it's called camstudio.org. So it's camstudio.org. So check that out if you're on a budget. I believe it's open source and it's absolutely free, and it's pretty similar to Camtasia Studio. So there's another option for you. Now let's talk about the common video formats, because it's really important that you start learning the video formats, because we don't want to be converting video from format to format, because every time you convert it, it's going to lose it's going to lose quality. So let's start out by having the right conversions to begin with. Now there's WMV, AVI, MOV, and MPG. Those are the ones you want to stick with. I personally like to convert them to WMV. For me, it just makes it easier with my editor, but you just have to see what works for you. Now, the best format these are the best formats to upload online for highest qualities, and it's the MPEG, the DivX or XVID format, and then the resolution that you want is 320 by 240. And you can also create an MP3 audio out of that, and you can even submit those to the MP3 directories, and you can see more about that in the podcasting section. Also, you want it to be at 30 frames per second, because anything less than this, it's going to be very, very slow. You know, you're going to be able to see, it's going to be almost like somebody keeps hitting pause every second. You know, it's not going to be a continuous motion. So make sure it's at 30 frames per second to get a nice continuous flow. Now let's talk about video keyword optimization. This is so that you can rank highly within the video sites like YouTube and Vidler and a few of the others. And I'll go over the important sites here in just a few moments. But you want to place the keyword in the title of your video. That's obvious. And then you want to include the keyword twice if possible. Don't go overboard. If it's going to look nasty and unprofessional, then don't do it. But you can at least do it once to where it looks nice. Then you want to include the keyword at the beginning and then at the end of your video description. Okay, so it's going to kind of give it a little bit more weight if you can wrap around your description within your keywords. And then you want to include the keyword on the file name. Now this is a little bit of a secret trick here, and you can basically create the file name, and then you can have dashes or underscores in between the words so that you can read the keyword nice and neat. Then you want to insert your keyword and related terms in your video meta tags for users to find your videos. So this is another kind of a bonus technique here for making the most of your videos. Now for the most part, and of course this might change because technology is evolving, it's advancing, and Google and all the other sites, they're getting smarter and smarter every single day. But as of right now, they can't really decipher what your content of your video is. So that's why we need to use these keywords and tags to properly tell the search engines and to tell Google what our site is all about. And so following the strategies that I've laid out right here on this very simple slide, it's going to help you big time. Now, video link optimization. You want to embed your link at the top and then the bottom of your video description. That's another trick. And then you want to insert your website URL at the beginning or throughout your video. I sometimes like to leave it at the very bottom, consistently showing so that people can know where to go. But you also want to have it at the beginning and at least at the end. And another reason why you'd want to do that is because you want to brand the video to yourself. I've made videos before where they come out pretty good, and other people want to copy it, and take the video and use it for themselves. If you brand it with your name or your website URL, then they can't do that. So that's another benefit to embedding your website URL into your video. So I mentioned earlier that I was going to share with you the top video sharing sites. And here they are, and I'm sure you've heard of at least a couple of these. YouTube, who hasn't heard of that? That's Google now. Vidler is another popular one. Blip.tv, VideoEgg, Dailymotion, and of course Google Video. But you can't submit to Google Video anymore, at least at the time of this recording. Basically, YouTube replaced Google Video. If you managed to get videos in Google Video prior to them not accepting new submissions, then they should still be there. And I think that they still have a section for Google Video, but YouTube is now kind of their Google Video. And then Jump Cut is the other one. So these are the ones that you really need to pay attention to. All the other ones, they're not really all that important, but there are video distribution services that will help you make the most of them. Now, TubeMogul is absolutely free. Let me see if I can get the website here for you. That's TubeMogul.com. Just set up a free account. Make sure you don't spam. You don't video spam, because they'll get you for that. But if you're putting out good content, then TubeMogul is going to work for you. basically what you got to do, and even with Traffic Geyser, the paid one, is you got to go and set up your accounts first with these other companies, and then you go back with the login information, and then you set up your profile within these distribution services, and then it's just a matter of recording a video once, uploading it once, and then it gets distributed throughout multiple different video sites. It's really, really cool. And then social bookmarking is another way of video link optimization. Dig, Technorati, StumbleUpon, Reddit, Delicious, RSS feeds. And then you want to click on the top right corners of the RSS icon, the XML, copy the XML URL, and then you submit it to feedage.com or feedus.com. And these are some great, great strategies. We've got videos that cover social bookmarking in more detail, as well as RSS feeds in more detail. So I wanna refer to those so that we can keep this video on point about video marketing. So check that out for more, because we've got more in-depth studies and videos on that, as well as article marketing. We've got an excellent video on article marketing to show you how to distribute that. But a lot of the standard, distribution strategies apply here. All the standard marketing strategies apply here. So we've already got tons and tons of videos on this type of content. Now let's talk about how to make your video go viral. Twitter. Then you want to retweet. You can always have a retweet link at the bottom of your video. And then Facebook, you can always have a like button next to it. And then you want to have a blog. Of course, we all know the advantages of having a blog, and I just talked about social bookmarks. And then you want to comment on related videos, because you're obviously targeting that market. People that are going to be watching those videos are going to be reading those comments, and hopefully they can go back to your original video. And then the mailing list. You want to promote it to your mailing list. You want to ask other people if you've got great content to promote it to their mailing list, and you can always network and JV some special deals to benefit from the exposure to that video. Like, for example, you can create a special video just for an affiliate and have them mail to their list, and you pay them a commission on the sales that they generate while you're building a list and you're building a nice little targeted audience on the on the topic and on the content of what the video is all about. Now let's talk about the video success secrets, and I touched upon them earlier. You want to target keywords with less than 30,000 in real competition. I showed you an example. Then you want to keep the video short, and you want to keep it simple. 30 to 90 seconds is really all you're going to need. And then you want to make your video educational, and you want to focus on providing value. And the objective is always to get them to click to your website. You want to leave them wanting more. You want to leave them thinking, wow, this was awesome. I want more information. And remember, we talked about how to do that with the quote-unquote bribe. Maybe it's part two. Click here for part two. Or maybe it's go here for my $27 report absolutely free on how to cure your acne naturally. So remember, you got to have that bribe in there. And then you want to make sure that you upload to top video sharing sites, you backlink, and make your videos, and keep making them consistently. Now, video marketing can set you free. So take advantage of the millions of impressions, click-throughs, and customers coming from free viral video traffic. It's out there, and it's yours for the taking. So just make your first video. It doesn't have to be pretty. Doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to be out there, and it needs to start getting traffic. And you'll start to see some traffic within the first 24 hours. And imagine, if you could make a commitment to make one, two, or three videos a day, doesn't matter, but just be consistent with your commitment to making videos. Let's say that you decided, I'm going to make 10 videos per week, which is not anything difficult. Okay, 10 videos per week. After a year, you're going to have over 500 videos. And what if each one of those videos brought you two or three visitors per day? You'd have close to 2,000 visitors or more every single day, just based on being consistent with your videos. So there you have it. I've shared with you in just under 20 minutes the strategies that you need to be successful with video marketing. I could go on and on with other stuff that you don't need to know about, but this is it. This is all you need to know about video marketing. So go ahead, get out there, take action, and I'll see you on the next video.